Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome back to the Rusak Gamer Podcast. This is episode 2 of Witherscape, an actual play production using the Burning Wheel Gold rules. Tonight, our new sorcerer has a bit of a problem with our engineer, and things get grumpy from there. Oh, and Doc Guffin finally gets his hands on Salamden. Please send feedback to our voicemail at 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or send it to our email address, roy@rusakgamers.com. Please drop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just don't forget to scroll down to the Rusak Gamer section. Finally, check out our Witherscape campaign page at obsidianportal.com for characters, maps, and story updates. Links to these sites, our archives, and more can be found at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
You will be a published game producer by the time this drops.
If the internet counts as publishing.
Sure does!
If both of you out there in the audience play Fiasco, tell me how the play set.
Well, they need at least three, so... Oh, well, can you ask somebody else to listen to it? Please.
Get your mom to listen to it.
And then play Fiasco with her. Get your mom and dad and play Fiasco.
That would be weird.
What's that scene in 16 Candles? Mom, I don't want to go to the dance. I want to go home with you guys.
Great movie.
All right, Roy.
Yeah, what?
You introduce yourself.
Oh, should I do that now? I'm Roy.
Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Doug.
Joe.
Who?
And I'm Todd at the end of the table.
And Roy is... And Roy is playing... Who are you playing tonight?
I will be playing Dr. McGuffin.
McGuffin. Dr. McGuffin.
Playing MacGuffin.
Jason playing Court Steeple.
And Doug, you're playing who?
David Reboot Bradley.
Reboot!
Reboot!
Now I'm playing Chief Greco.
That's Joe.
And I'm playing Jacob.
Jacob.
Jacob the Giant. Jacob the Gentle Giant.
The Big Dumb Giant.
And his dog, Huckleberry.
The fine hound.
And I'm Todd, and I'm playing Captain Acre.
Good Acre.
Good Acre.
You don't even know your own character's name.
No, I mean, that's what they shortened it to, Captain Acre.
Captain Acre?
Who did? Who shortened it?
I've got it written on my sheet. It's in
Is
print.
It an instinct?
No. That doesn't mean count. Instinct.
Yeah, you do.
Instinct.
All right, so, story so far... from last week, the group has kind of come back together. Reboot, the Doctor, and Captain A were in the...
Captain A!
Well, that's what we said. We've shortened it from Acre to...
We're just using phonics now.
Yeah. And signs, Captain. So they're in the village of Monger. It's a fishing village, small fishing town. It's... mostly deserted. Court and the chief are speeding their way on an arrow with Court's men for the invasion force to go to the Misty Isles. And on his own is Bill out on the beach. Where his ship has just been attacked by orcs, and he's the last man standing, essentially. He fights another orc and adopts a great wolf. Meets up with the Doctor, a captain, and Reboot, who take him into the crew. You look trustworthy. And they head back. On the way back, they are intercepted by the ship. Did we name the ship? Oh, the Last Resort. Piloted by Captain Milton. Navigator is Court, who is under an alias Hans.
Hans.
Clever.
Hansel.
Who drops the ship down. The captain and Reboot get away. Reboot runs onto the ship. The captain comes back. They have, they parlay. And there ends up being a bet because the Captain Goodacre's ship, the Legacy, is wanted. It's an unlicensed vessel because it doesn't have a sorcerer statesman on it.
And has two very nice weapons.
And two very nice unlicensed,
illegal
ballistae.
But they are hidden, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but they know. The Haven government knows because Savitar told them.
He's got a big mouth.
And Savitar was the character previously played by our good man Bill here, who has jumped ship completely and is now playing the other fellow. Okay.
I prefer to think
I snuck away. The doctor snuck away.
Oh, I forgot. You need to remind me that. I'll put it in the adventure log. I forgot that entirely.
And where do we keep the adventure log?
On obsidianportal.com. Check them out. Good site. Okay. So the captain, I think we circled up, not circled up, but the captain made a wise roll on Milton last time. He's opening up a wise on Captain Milton. He says, well, Captain Milton's a known gambler. So instead of turning us in and me going with you, you're going to let us go if we win a race between the two ships. If we lose, on the other hand, Captain Goodacre and his ship are forfeit, and they return back to Haven with Captain Milton. So, they're getting ready to do the race. You all getting ready to do the race to decide who has the better ship, Captain Milton or Captain Goodacre. And one of the things I was talking to Todd about today, with it from a completely metaphysical point with regard to the game, what happens if you don't have a sorcerer on the ship? Generally speaking, just to keep it quick and simple and easy, all obstacles for the ship, flying the ship, all those are increased by one. Okay, primarily for piloting, because the ship is not being regulated the way it should be. If there are failures, I thought a failure means that the ship is damaged and there's a problem. It's just why you guys were sort of stuck, but now you got the parts and now you can fly the ship again, but you scavenged from Bill's character's, Jacob's ship.
Last resort.
From the other ship.
Oh.
Bill, what was the name of that ship?
Devil's Bodkin.
Devil's Bodkin. So you scavenged from the Devil's Bodkin, took the parts you need, and you've run back to put them into place so you can get the ship airborne again. But without a sorcerer, all obstacles for actually flying the ship are going to be increased by one until you can get a sorcerer on there. And I thought, well, if you fail rolls, you're going to have a problem. That may be something that I throw in to the mix later and say, okay, something breaks. But I may even resort to the die of fate, roll that. If you get a one, something bad happens. Okay, because y'all don't have a sorcerer. And they're regulating the power going from the Skytanium to the ship's Skywood that keeps the ship afloat. Fair enough? Yes. Okay. So, let's talk beliefs, knowing the situation and where we are. Does anybody want to change their belief? One other thing. Last week, Doug had said, well, one of my beliefs is keeping people together or getting more people in the crew. And I said, no, I'm not going to give you a point for that. I'll point out, okay, not that you have to do it, but as players, feel free to, even if it doesn't hit a belief, if you want to help somebody out in chasing their beliefs, stymie them a little bit. Say, well, join our crew. And Bill could have said, Jacob could have said, no, I'm not going to join your crew. I don't know. Why? What's in it for me? Make him convince you. That way he gets to work the belief. He gets the point. Just a side note. Everybody take responsibility for that. And everybody will benefit from it. Okay, so beliefs. How are we doing?
I got a belief.
How about the other one?
Okay, well, let's go through. I'll work around this way, Lamar.
You can start here and go around this way.
I'll start with you and go around this way. Wait. No. Start with you.
Okay.
Go around this way.
Starting with Doug.
Which way was that?
That way.
Clockwise across your radio dial.
The children are our future.
I believe a ballista bolt will slow down Milton's ship. That's belief number one. If left unchecked, the captain will damage the ship. Belief number two, and winners fire first, shoot when the enemy's in range.
So those are still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have eight and you want to change anything?
Yeah, I did change the one about Salam. The first one, I'll pursue all leads to find who betrayed the Misty Isles. I'll leave that one.
Okay.
This is the one I changed. I want to change the one about protecting Salamden to Salamden's loyalty is questionable. Don't trust him. And then
don't trust Salamden.
Because Salamden failed. He decided to drink tea on the boat.
Okay.
No, that's all right.
I will always remain loyal to Captain Goodacre. Stays the same.
Okay.
My instincts stay the same.
Okay.
I have it written better on the website.
But I saw that it was. Why don't you just tell me?
But my first belief is, to the best of Jacob's opinion, he's the only one on the crew who is capable of being a crewman, and he's going to keep the ship going.
Oh,
from what I reckon, the only crew on this here ship is me. I'll do whatever it takes to keep her going.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Madam Tomes, really, yeah, that hurts her.
Mm.
That's cold.
Yeah. Cold. Willing to work is something else entirely.
Cool.
Capable.
Okay.
And the others are the same.
Okay.
Which the thumbnail would be doctors are bad and orcs are bad.
Doctor's bad, orc's bad.
Avoid one, kill the other.
So I need to hurt you. That's how I get that belief into play. Maybe preferably with an orc. What do you got, Roy?
Nothing's changed from last time. Aboard ship, the captain must be obeyed. I will literally do what court tells me. Literally. Prove yourself to the elves. Always give them aid.
Okay. Not a lot of elf stuff happening right now, if you want to rethink that one. And as far as the other two beliefs, Todd and Jason, I would ask for your help. He's going to need your all's help to bring those.
Well, you know, especially if
he's always, yeah, you're always right on board.
Well, Doug,
you need to do whatever he says.
Doug comes into play because Doug also says that the captain is going to destroy the ship.
Well, the captain has to destroy the ship. The captain has to put the ship in danger.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to.
He doesn't.
Doug just has to believe he's going to.
Okay, fine. But the captain, all I'm suggesting is help him out.
The captain just has to give an order.
I got you tonight.
Okay, all right. Court, what do we got, Jason?
Keep him to the same. Chief Greco is the true captain. Obey him before all others.
Oh.
Second one is, Domin is a traitor just like Savitar. I will prove to the chief before he takes the fall for him. And the one I'm changing will, I'll win the race, even if it destroys the ship.
Okay, Jeff.
Okay.
I don't know how to get this done.
Okay. Throw it out there and we'll talk about it.
I've had enough of Salamden. I will kill him.
Oh.
Man.
Wow. How's that do with the elves? Is that the one you're changing?
Yeah.
Or
but it also
this?
Works
how
against it also no. works against an instinct.
No, you could make it a fate generator slash persona. You could say, I will do what I can to aid the elves. Salamden is a threat to the elven
nation.
Sure. I will kill him. So you could just sort of like do a semicolon. I'll kill Salamden too, because it's in the best interest of the elves.
Sure.
Or you could decide that keep getting him back on board the ship is in the best interest of the elves.
Getting him back aboard our ship is
yeah.
in the best
well,
interest
of the elves.
Well,
how else are you going to kill him?
Yeah, I know.
You got to kill him to get
yeah,
him on
I
board.
I
got to
get him on board the ship in order to
kill
him.
Because right now...
That's what
right,
my problem was.
Right, last game...
I snuck off.
Oh, he said, well, I want to stay here. Are you still protecting Salamden?
No, I just said I don't trust him.
Darn it!
Changed it.
Joe, don't trust Salamden. Damn it.
Well, there goes that one.
Oh, that's terrible. Why? Why?
Jason,
okay.
Did you do yours?
I'm ready for mine.
Okay, Todd, what do you got?
An attack on the ship and an attack on me. She is my life. It doesn't change. Number two, win the race at any cost.
Yes.
Number three, Captain Milton is a liar and a cheat. He is worthless and shall be eliminated.
Okay. Milton agrees to your terms. Mm-hmm. He says, if you attempt to flee or run or escape in any way, we will return immediately to Haven and turn you in. We will know where you are. We have Salamden. We've got everything. We've got the evidence against you. And who you consort with.
Milty, I honor my deals.
Dawn the next day. So y'all got about, it's like noon, afternoon.
12-18 hours?
Yeah. So you've got a little bit of time to prepare the ship. Meet out there on the beach or whatever. You guys are going to race. Be right back. So, think about what y'all want to do.
I know.
I know Todd has something in mind.
are we going to use a map?
A map?
Or like where we're racing?
Absolutely.
Do you want me to create one too?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Just so you guys know, this is how I think this will run. I think we're going to do length tests. I like length tests. We're going to do navigation. We'll do a length test with the navigation, the engineering, and culminating in piloting. Okay? Which is ultimately going to be the one with the obstacle on it.
They all have obstacles, won't they?
Well, they all have obstacles. But that's going to be the one with the increased obstacle for not having a... We can start with either one.
And of course, if we have brilliant ideas, we could add to that, right?
Certainly. You can aid, you can help out, whatever you want to do. Now, if you're going to fire the crossbow, that may cause a problem with you. It may be an obstacle. So I say, well, you could do both, but you can do the engineering and fire the ballista, but it may put a penalty on both.
It's a long race.
It's not that long.
Sure it is.
Is this, wait a minute, is this what, like cigarette boats or like paddleboards?
It's like parade floats.
Paddleboats.
I mean, they actually do move at a pretty good clip, but...
Yeah, but the scope of the race.
Just to get you all thinking, that's kind of where I'm going right now with how I'm going to test. It'll be opposed rolls all the way down.
Right.
You know, whoever wins each roll, they'll all be opposed against each other. The upside for you guys is now you've got Court back, who's a pretty good navigator, and they've thrown Court off their ship, so they don't have as good a navigator. Downside is you're missing the sorcerer.
I wouldn't say missing, but he's not here.
Yeah, you don't have a sorcerer to regulate your motor, your engine, your Scatanian engine. Okay, Todd has his hand up. The GM recognizes Todd.
I think that Jacob's ship got attacked by orcs. Is that mm-hmm. right? Is that how? Okay.
Yeah.
I think that Jacob's sorcerer on that ship escaped and is hurt.
So you want to circle up his sorcerer?
Yes.
You know, Captain, there's a pirate cove just right over here on the edge. Yes. They do a lot of slavery, but you didn't hear that from me.
Okay.
Yeah. Pirate cove was.
Pirate Cove wise?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Do you really?
Good yes.
job.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you assist him.
Okay.
And what I would suggest is that possibly before we work up the obstacle.
Link test? Well, yeah, because he's doing circles, right?
Yeah, he wants to do a circles.
It'd be a link. Yeah.
A link. Maybe the orcs. Some of them did get away, but they got away with the sorcerer, the mm-hmm. ship sorcerer. Okay? So, let's go ahead and do your wise. Say there's a pirate cove up the beach here.
Oh, could we end up in a fight
mm-hmm.
with orcs?
Who stole a sorcerer?
Yeah.
Sounds like a failed circles to me.
Sweet!
Okay, well, here are some possible downsides to this. Okay. Here are some possible side effects. One, you find the sorcerer, he's got orcs with him. And until we actually get down to it and we start making the rolls, I won't decide on anything. Two, the orcs grabbed a guy who said, "I'm the sorcerer!" So they protected him and kept him, but he's not really a sorcerer. But he's going to tell you all he's a sorcerer to get back on the ship. Possibly that you all don't show up for the race and you forfeit. Because you're busy trying to find a sorcerer.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to help with this? Can anybody else think how to...
Well, my question is I want to use pirate code wise, one, use navigation, and can I tell how long his ship's been burning? Just to get an idea of how fast the current we need to use to get there. I know the pirate cove's here, off on the side. I want to use current-wise to say his ship went down in 2 hours. They're tracking it by land. Try to catch them before. Before they actually get to the cove for safety with the prisoners. Using current-wise.
Okay, first thing we need to do, I think, is establish that it exists. Okay, that the pirate cove exists.
Yeah, the current wise seems like to be something after the fact.
Right. So, and I'm thinking, let me check. I didn't bring my binder over here, my short tables.
We are in your house, right?
I could get up and walk over there and pick it up.
I mean, it's what, 6 feet away?
It's far.
Maybe 10.
It's so far.
I would like to help with history.
Okay.
Within my reading, this has been a known haven for pirates. Ah. In fact, there's known to be a cove nearby.
Awesome.
Very good.
Very good. Very good. Anybody else?
I read a book about that cove, too, actually, and I think the captain's name is Rogers.
All right, I'll break down.
Jolly? No, I don't think you'd be able to do that.
That'd be a ship.
That'd be a circle.
I have history too.
So what?
You can make up a history book about it. I can make up a history book about it. Screw your history book.
Well, you all can both compare your historical knowledge. I'm thinking. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not thinking anything until I look at it there.
Are you thinning?
I don't think without a table. I don't think it's old.
Unfortunately, history is one of those things you can't improve.
You can't what? You
can't improve it.
Why not? I've got a B4 in it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a skill.
It's a skill.
Oh, I didn't open it. Give it back.
Oh, okay.
I wrote it down because it was on the list, but I never put anything against it.
This is not the table I was looking for. What do y'all, let's see, if we go to a wise...
This is not the table you're looking for.
This is 309.
This is 309. Thank you.
Would you say said sorcerer, if he's out there, may be hidden?
Well, no, this is to... Yeah, that...
This what is a coincidence. So no, the intent is to get a sorcerer who has been kidnapped by the orcs.
No. The intent is to get the sorcerer.
How?
Right.
Forget the orcs.
No.
Are we just
That's
talking...
We want the
are
sorcerer.
We just talking like
You're
a
right.
general pirate cove? Are we talking about this is a slave trading place where... They bring people...
I think it's just...
Something very specific.
A place to hide.
Just a place to hide.
Yeah.
You're just looking for a place where...
Not Tortuga.
Okay.
I like Tortuga.
So I think we're thinking of 3. Okay?
Details?
I'm thinking... let's see. Uncommon knowledge.
That'd be on 4.
Is that on 4?
Yep.
Oh, common knowledge. I'm sorry. Details... Yeah, okay, then a 4. It's going to be uncommon knowledge. Okay, not everybody knows it's there. It is something, but you've got the history.
Well,
together.
Not from him, because he doesn't actually have. Doug doesn't actually have history.
I might be reaching, but I...
Reach away!
I think I saw the notch in the cliffside on the way in, using observation.
Yeah, I think that is a little reaching. You have anything else?
Not at the moment.
So, Pirate Cove wise, navigation.
Because we haven't even established that it's there or that there's a... Why... because you're establishing a fact that there's a notch that directs
no,
it.
No, I noticed a notch.
You noticed... Oh, you act like a place where a cove would be.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
if he succeeded
okay,
in the role,
I'm okay with that. Yes, you
I wasn't claiming that it already existed. I'm just saying that. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I think I saw a notch over there.
Okay.
We're not really
Pirate Cove wise. Navigation is mine. Then I've got history from Roy and the observation from Bill.
Do you have history from Doug?
He doesn't have history. He's open it.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't. Okay. You can't help with that.
I got astrology.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hold on. Before you roll.
I'll tell you what.
I'm good luck.
Astrology cuts both ways, though. Astrology, the die's open.
Oh, not when you help.
Not when you help.
It's only when you fork.
How many people got astrology?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could help.
As a fork die, not as a helping die.
Okay, so while Doug's looking at that, I've established the difficulty. What's the downside? If, say, he says...
That's your job.
I like to throw it out there. I like everybody to be excited about it. I like everybody to be excited about the downside.
By heading in this direction, Milton thinks we're fleeing, and take off.
I like that, but it's a little
harsh.
It kind of cuts off the story. It doesn't. I like.
Well, we're going on foot, right?
I like a failure that raises more complications without just sort of throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Well, how about potentially the reason I noticed the notch is because that there was smoke coming out of there. There is somebody there.
How about
before
how about
the sorcerer ever ran it?
If there's a failure, it is a pirate's cove, and they're waiting in wait, and it's an ambush.
And it's a pirate. Well, replacing it's a pirate's cove, but it's all orcs that are coming after us.
Well, I'm going to combine what you're. I'm going to combine what both of you are saying.
We also got to wait for. We also got. There's a circles test coming that might be even more complications.
Yeah, there is. What we're going to do is yes, there's a pirate's cove. If there is a pirate's cove, but it is now overrun with orcs. So yes, it's there, but it's not as friendly as possibly as mercenary as you think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The stars say your luck lies to the south.
Otherwise, there are pirates there who are mercenary and may or may not, or are probably more adverse to the orcs. I mean, he's still going to make the roll.
I'm saying you're making failure conditions on our success.
No. It's Pirate's Cove. Oh, well,
if we succeed, we should get what we want, and that's what
want. You wanted, I thought they were taking him to the Pirate's Cove to sell him.
No, with that there is a hiding place there.
Okay, yes, there is a Pirate's Cove there, and then we'll go from there.
Because the next step is he circles up that the wizard is actually in the cove.
Right.
Right. So the failure can't be involving the wizard yet because he doesn't exist.
Any more dice? I wish I could, man.
Okay, so the ob's 4 for those recruiting tests.
All right, so 7 dice.
You got this, dude.
You don't want to take persona?
I only got 2. It says
both. What? Well,
work your belief, son.
I'm going to work my belief. I will destroy the ship if all else.
I helped.
1, 2, 3.
I see the 4.
And I'll. If I burn out of fate, will it give me anything else?
No. Okay. So, the circles test will reveal that.
You can name the cove.
If there is, that there is, in fact, a pirate's cove there.
That was the wise.
Right.
You said
wise.
Circles. I'm just.
But now, what the circles will determine is whether or not there is a sorcerer there. If you fail the roll, and then we're looking at the ob, if you fail the roll, There is, but he has been taken captive by orcs.
Okay.
Who have taken him there.
Okay.
So we'll find a sorcerer who has been taken captive. Fair enough? Everybody like that?
Okay.
I think it's a little better than saying, yes, there's a sorcerer there, or there's a guy there who thinks he's a sorcerer, because I think Jacob could go, that's that one, our sorcerer.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would think that. So, yes. So let's figure out what the circles is to circle him up. So you get a bonus die from the knowledge.
You can't use skills.
Why not?
Because you can't use skills in a circle.
Oh, you're doing circles.
But if you have a similar circles that you're in.
No. My affiliation is Shipbuilders Union.
That's all your life pass. I thought anything dealing with your life pass.
Oh, life pass?
And with circles?
Relationships.
Okay.
City born.
Specific occupation. Completely unavailable to your circle. That's not what's going to be. It's going to be a uncommon occupation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a two. We start with a one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Higher or lower?
I'd say he's sane.
Station would seem to be a wash to me, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. He's the political officer.
Yeah.
I should go ahead and put it. In a specific place?
Right here, right now?
Yep. In a specific place, so the player decides. Yeah, you want to put him in the cove, right? Or you want to... Or, I'll tell you what, if it's in the cove... Which is someplace local. I'll give you a one.
What are you looking at?
Are my tables outdated?
Let me see it real quick.
Because I'm using the revised. Where is it?
How about the engineering line?
Top, that first page there, top occupation right.
Station, place to switch in time.
But
yeah, that's revised.
What page you on then?
380.
See, you made me go get it. It's wrong. It's all your fault.
You said you couldn't work without it.
I can't work without it.
Okay. Well, good night, fellas.
okay, so we said same station, social class. Yes, it's a wash. Disposition of character knowledge. If you had a qualification you're looking for, he can... I can't... Demancini? The best town, loyal, have special knowledge. I'm looking at disposition and character knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Just past station on page 380.
I'd be inclined to call that a wash, too.
Page 379 for Doug's question earlier. Character's life past define the framework of his circles. Knights know other knights and squires. Priests know other clergy. Artisans are familiar with other masons and architects.
Captain, are you the one hiding magic, or is that the other?
Well, what I'm saying is that they have the similar crew.
I'm
throwing one from the life pass.
I'm inclined to make it a plus one.
Okay.
On the knowledge, just
okay.
Because he's a sorcerer.
We were both students.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm just inclined to. I think that deserves something. And then right here, right now, middle of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go plus three.
So that's seven.
But you get plus one.
Got it.
And what we're determining is whether or not he's gotten away by himself, essentially, and is just looking for help, or if he's gotten quirks with him.
Okay.
And what I'm going to say is every one you miss it is an extra orc.
Okay.
Is one orc. Okay, so if you miss it by one, it's one orc. If you miss it by four, it's four orcs.
Okay.
Okay?
So if I'd have a life path that would help, I could throw that in
To you want a similar life path to who we're looking for.
Right.
Okay, that's not how I read it, but I can see that reading. Characters who have a similar circles may help one another for circles tests.
Which means that some people can help for one kind of test and some people can't help for other
types of tests. The way I was reading it. But generally, the same person is not going to be able to help with every single test.
Right.
What are you suggesting?
Well, I have several. I've got student, noble, and seafaring. If we're looking for...
Well, we're talking about... But the seafaring is actually skyfaring, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, all three of those... I mean, aren't all the sorcerers noble also? Aren't they part
of
the
noble? They're not.
No? Okay. Well, I misunderstood that.
But they're certainly students.
Students and skyfaring, so...
I'll let your head die.
I throw in a die for student.
Okay.
I'm a sailor.
Okay. And you were on the ship with him, too, yeah. So.
How about observation?
Observation's a skill. You can't use a skill.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
He's a stat.
What were your life paths?
But you got...
Marine, sailor, city guard, city born. Sailor?
Yeah.
/ marine, even.
Yes, sir.
And did you add your plus one for the link test?
Yes.
Which is from Jason.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. All right.
And he can still help, I think. Well.
Circles. One.
And persona.
Thank you.
Can I still help
that counts
you?
As helping.
Okay.
We all get tests.
Jason.
But it's going to be routine, right? Oh, no, it's based on the link test.
Well, I don't... Link test and helping somebody?
They are two different things.
I tend to think you could... You've got a life path that can help circle them up.
So I would get two tests?
Mm-hmm.
Or...
You already did your link test.
But you could get a test for the circles.
It's over and done with.
What you got navigation, you sailor? Everybody's throwing that in, so...
What's the odd?
We're also good.
Seven.
Ooh.
How many dice you got?
Three.
My circle's going.
Six. Ten right now.
Ten on a seven.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, not
actually, nine on a seven.
Huh?
One's a persona.
That's a routine.
Okay, nine on a seven. All right. Mm-hmm. For Todd. But you got to figure that. Everybody else, the OB's a seven, so it's going to be something high for you.
Let's go up.
Okay, now you guys aren't flying the ship. You're going up the beach there, right?
Right. We're walking.
Here we go.
One, two, three,
and
there's one six.
Yeah,
and a D.
I'll spend my fate.
You're gonna burn a fate? Oh, you want to reduce the number of orcs?
I'm not done yet.
Excuse me, sir.
He's got a call.
Hold
on.
You have a call on
for circles.
He's a captain.
Savvy. That's it's good for you.
Yep.
All right.
There's a four.
Now I'll use my call on
to reroll failures.
Boom.
You need three.
Our captain's good for something.
Roll a fate already.
Yep. Six.
So any of the enemies come up six, he gets to roll again.
Two, there you go.
Four.
Four of them.
That means you get to name this guy as well.
Eight. So did he exceed it? Eight. And you get to name him. Okay.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay. So you guys.
Thank you.
All right. So.
Mason.
If you want to change this narrative a little bit, Todd.
Nine.
Feel free.
I'm sorry.
If you want to change this narrative a little bit, feel free. You guys realize as you're talking that there had to be a sorcerer. Jacob says, you know, it's funny, I don't recall the sorcerer. I don't recall seeing the sorcerer in the fight. Okay? You all decide to go back and check. You find tracks leading off to the Pirate Cove, which you follow, and you find a guy huddled there by a fire. Okay? I'm going to add one thing here. I wouldn't call it necessarily a downside to your role, but I do think he probably has a trait of cowardly.
Okay.
Because he ran at first sight.
Okay.
That's the only thing I would want to throw in there just to make it make... He just bolted at the first sign of trouble, but you found a sorcerer. What's his name?
No.
Whoa, what would...
Make him a steamer. Make him set up the boat that actually crashed because it went wrong. He was actually delivering.
But it wasn't a failure.
Yeah, but...
No. The pilot... is scheming because he was the one that took your ship to the orcs in the first place, figuring they're going to take on the crew as a thing, and then when something went wrong.
But there are no orcs. He got his role. That would be a good failure.
Yeah, that would be a good failure. No, see, I'm not trying to screw you guys. I'm just trying to throw a little character trait in here that we can play with later on. He's still going to be able to help you all out. He'll remove the obstacle in the race, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
If we convince him of it.
If you convince him. Right, you find him. He's there at the fire. He doesn't want to join you. Mm. Did you get rid of that belief?
I did.
Damn it! I'll be right back.
Screw you, I don't care. Stay here and die.
Enjoy the fire. I don't think you'll be getting him again, though.
What's that?
Well, to find him again in the future, he's plus one die to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But his obstacle is a seven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is it a seven?
Because that's what it is right now.
Yeah.
Dave Stettler.
Did he randomly pick a name?
No, that's the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Oh, really?
Actually, I've got it. Todd, what's his name?
Dave Stuttler.
S-T-U-T-L-E-R.
That's not like a real person, is it?
No, that's the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
It might
Apprentice.
Be.
I don't know.
From the movie.
Oh, okay.
Of the same name.
Dave Stuttler. Really?
Yes.
Why not?
Really?
Really? Okay.
Persephone.
All right, so you see this fella.
Persephone Stuttler.
You see a fella. He's there down in the cove. He's managed to build himself a fire. And he's warming himself by the fire, and he is talking to himself. He's just talking to himself. And as he doesn't even hear you all walk up to it because he's so busy arguing with himself. He's like, it wasn't my fault. You tweak this titanium, and the ship goes a little faster, and that's what they want. That's what they want. We've already worked, and then we're and the ship goes down. Oh, we have to have repairs. Oh, but that's okay. I'm gonna fix it. I'll make it right. I'll go back. Jacob. After the orcs leave, I'll go back.
Jacob, do you remember this fellow?
I'll go back. Yeah, you remember.
Doc, did you bring me kerosene?
Okay, and this is not a failure. I'm playing beliefs. You remember him? He was out there. The crew was never trusted the sorcerer because he was always tweaking, always messing with the engine, and the ship always seemed to be running hot, we'll say.
Yeah.
Which is great for a privateer.
Exactly. Which is exactly what they wanted. The ship basically had to set down here, which is why y'all got attacked, because of the tweaks he was making. There were problems. They put the ship down. They had to make some repairs because he was pushing the ship too hard. And now, y'all get attacked by the orcs. You will be set by orcs. Okay.
He's sitting there
mumbling to himself.
Now, Captain, Statesman Stettler, as my grandmammy would say, was a few flights load of a full ship. A
bit touched.
Yep.
Alright. I like him, Captain.
Now, he does a good job.
Well, I think that's what we need to hear.
Are you crazy? We can't let this man on the ship.
Of course we can.
No, we can't.
Hold on.
You know why we can?
Wait a second. Why don't we switch him with the wizard on Milton's ship?
He sees you all. And he slowly gets up and he walks over, and the closest person, we'll say it's Reboot, he walks up and just,
don't touch me,
pokes it.
We don't need this guy.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
He will damage the ship.
Statesman?
Forget the cowardly.
Dave.
I've got other traits.
Okay. Dave.
Mm. Who's calling?
This is Captain Goodacre.
Captain!
I stand up straight.
He stands up straight, too.
Stuttler.
Statesman Stutler, I have a mission.
Yes, sir.
We have a ship, and we're going to be in a race against the devil himself.
Captain, you can't bring him on the ship.
And we need your...
He lunges at you and grabs your lapels and says, I'm your man!
Let's go!
No, we can't take him on the ship.
Yes, we can.
Man, you're going to get the ship destroyed.
Captain is right. We need to bring this man so we can win this race.
He's standing there stroking the captain's chest. He's like, we'll outrun the orcs this time.
Yes, we'll outrun the orcs this time.
Yes, we shall.
The captain.
This is nuts.
Captain is right. We need this man.
It might be, but as long as we win.
How do you know we'll win? This guy could blow up the ship in mid-race.
No, he won't.
That's only happened a couple of times. I've got my equations worked out. Did you hear that? A couple of times.
Reboot, I have faith in him.
I don't.
He never blew up the Devil's Bodkin.
He's been on a privateer.
It's all over the beach. What do you mean he never blew it up?
He didn't blow it up. That's true, but he did set it. They had to set it down. But you're true. That is right. No, I don't blow him up.
Yeah. Are you hurting anyway?
No, sir, I'm ready for duty. Right now. Let's go. Yes! He runs. The wrong way.
Doctor, do you have any lithium?
Statesman, this way, sir.
He turns in. He comes running past you. I was like,
Captain, let him go.
A ship awaits!
We don't need him.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We don't need him.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't need him.
Doctor, do you have lithium?
I might have something that could calm him down.
Is this something we need to resolve?
I'm trying to play my belief.
I know you're trying to play your belief. Mm-hmm. Is this? Are you gonna let? Are you?
I'm following the boy. I'm going back to the ship. Let's go.
Really, not gonna let him try.
I'm gonna let him try
near the ship.
That's where we're near the ship. We need this guy to win this race. What we do after doesn't matter.
Okay, it is. We'll say it's late that night. You all found him. It was dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
You all get back to the ship. It is dark. Stutler is, he finds the ship, you all get back, he's already on board, and he's down, and he's already, you walk in, and he's already like,
don't touch it, don't touch it, I'll grab it, don't touch it. This will be better.
Captain,
no, this is wrong.
You can't let this maniac touch anything.
Reboot. Let's understand something.
I spent a month fixing this. Don't let him touch it.
You gotta send the energy directly past the manifold.
He's not.
Bypass it. This is all for just, you know, crazy talk.
He's not messing with the weapons. He's messing with the engine.
Which I spent a month rebuilding. Which I spent 3 months rebuilding.
I understand.
Captain, can't we use him on
the vessel? He says you don't
need this.
You know what? What I'm worried about is that he is that.
Or maybe that's, he's just that crazy and not that good.
Hey, hey, Captain. We'll win this race no matter what. That's all that counts.
One way or another, the ship's going up. All I contribute to this is that no ship ever outran the Devil's Bodkin.
That's what I want to hear.
It's all over the beach! I'm outrunning it now and I don't have a ship!
I'm on foot tonight! I'm on that ship!
I think we just
it goes
humor.
Exactly 0 miles an hour now. Its velocity is zero.
Look, this is our best option, Reboot. This is what we need to do. I promise you.
It'll be fine. He's breaking the ship now. Look, he's throwing stuff out.
I know.
Reboot. Oh, you don't need this.
Reboot.
You don't need this.
Reboot. Here.
Compete.
Hear me. Hear me out. Just okay. How about this?
Now, Captain, my grandma may always said that it's best to persuade, best to give a good talking to somebody up in the clean air.
Aren't we on the clean air?
Well, he's working on the engine. You have to.
Oh, okay. We'll go up on deck.
He's coming with us.
Let him do what he needs.
He's not touching the engine when I'm not standing here watching him break it.
Would you rather him be up on top and mess with the sails? Or
yes, I would. I would. The sails are easier to fix.
That's debatable.
From what I've seen, nobody's been fixing them.
Maybe that's something you should take on, Jacob.
It doesn't matter. I'll fly forward better than that guy's ship over there.
Yeah.
The orcish librarian will try to fix some of that other stuff.
Oh, let's put Orcish Library.
Fix that other stuff. Which other stuff?
like the sales and stuff. I'm sure we can put Herd of Work doing stuff like that.
We need a main mast.
So I'll tell you what. Rehu, let me make you a deal. I will pay for you to put another weapon on board.
Much better.
It doesn't protect the ship.
Let him do this for this race. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I want him on here for a long term. But for this race, I think he'll...
Just for the record, if we don't win the race...
How about for this race, while he's on board, he doesn't touch anything and he tells me what to do.
Okay, so where are we now?
Doug, Reboot and I, Reboot and the captain, have said... Because he's really fighting me on this. And I said, okay, let's do this. We're going to allow him on the ship just this time for the race, purposes of the race. Okay. But I'm not telling the guy this. I'm telling you this.
Okay.
All right. But what we want to do is that he is going to tell Doug what to do.
Is
now,
he okay with that?
Now, well, Doug's the one who suggested it.
As opposed to him touching things, he's going to tell Doug to touch things.
Right. Again, podcasting, not a visual medium.
Yeah. Jeff and Doug, we're looking longingly at each other.
Longingly. Okay. He comes.
Dave.
Do you all agree to that?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's fine.
Well, I don't know. Do you agree to that?
That was my suggestion.
Yeah. Okay. He comes up on deck.
Mm-hmm.
And he's... Where's the captain?
Right here, sir.
Where's the... He says... Oh, there you are. He says... I can't work this way. I don't know who this person thinks he is. But if you want me to run this ship... the way it needs to be run, that I need to, you know, feel the ship. I need to, you know, embrace the ship and love the SkyTeam engine. This fella is just getting in the way. He's in the way. How can I do? Do you want an artist? I want to be that artist for you.
What he wants to do to the engine is not what I'd call art.
Wait. Dave.
Yeah.
It's very important. You observe what goes on the ship. It's very important. You are an artist. All artists, all of them, have assistants. Every single one. You need an assistant. For this race, it's important. Dave, this is an order. This is important to us. It's important that we get this done and we defeat the devil himself. I'll roll persuasion if you want.
Yes, because he goes catatonic on you.
Okay.
No.
He flops down on the ship. I mean, he just collapses.
What's my odd?
Will...
Let's see if I can fork this in.
He's not particularly willful.
He's a wizard?
He's got perception.
Wasn't magic will?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, four.
So it wasn't very good.
That's magic.
Heck, mine's a six.
Who's Will 6?
Yes, but you're not me.
You're also ancient.
I'm old.
I am old.
52.
We'll say a 4. He's very...
53 on Max Broken.
He pulls from other areas when it gets to his magic.
Can I fork in command? I don't know if that's...
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Right, that's good to do.
I'll let you fork in command. Because, I mean, he's used to the structure and stuff, and he knows.
Right.
You want help?
He, no. He, if, any hell, it depends on what you're going to do, because he's...
Why are you shutting me down now?
I know he's shutting you down now. Why? What are you going to do that's going to help?
No,
I have MacGyver-wise. You want to muck up the engine.
No,
I have ideas that won't destroy
it. His is not MacGyver-wise. His is based on reasoned, thought-out formulas in his head.
Right. Just like MacGyver-wise.
Thaumaturgy, sir. Thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy. You don't... It's... pentagrams and circles and connecting lines and stuff. You wouldn't understand.
Ley lines.
Ley lines.
Ley lines.
No, if you engage the conversation, I'll increase the OB by one.
Engage the conversation.
Because
you're
the problem, sir.
I'm trying to help.
You are the problem, sir.
I'm trying to get on his side with some ideas here.
Well, I'm an artist. Maybe
I'm just making it.
Maybe Todd wants in a higher ob.
Oh, no, I won't get anything off of this.
There's always that.
And if you fail,
yep,
he remains catatonic and won't move until the engineer...
throws him overboard.
Until the engineer apologizes in his ear and says, I will not interfere with you.
I will help you step off the ship.
So that won't happen? Is that what you're telling
me? That'll be another persuasion. Duel of wits in that case.
I had to duel of wits.
He flops.
I just want to be the engine.
Okay.
What do you got?
Eight. Persuasion. With,
you got a seven.
Yeah, I got seven in persuasion.
In command, forking in command?
Yeah.
That's it? Is anybody else? Anybody else?
Nope.
You asking? You're not? Okay.
Your persuasion is what?
Five? Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm. Four?
Four.
Ooh, one, two, three, four, five, six.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Devil himself. We're on it. Let's go!
And we clipped again.
he grabs Reboot by the lapel and says, let's make this bird fly!
Wow.
We're like the red bar.
I'm picturing the hamster in the ball on Bolt right now.
Yeah.
Let it begin! Let it begin!
Okay, so... Alright.
Turn and burn.
He goes down, and you two start working together, and he's like, try this. And like, not everything's crazy, but it's sort of like... it's crazy, but it's like, okay, it makes some sense. So he starts... you guys are ready to go come morning.
Okay.
Alright.
Melty!
His ship is there. His crew, fully decked out, in full dress, and they're standing there at attention as you all roll out like Bill Murray in Stripes, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Where's your own?
And there, he turns to his men and go, ha! Let's not underestimate them, men. All right. OBs and link tests. I'll give you a die of fate. If we roll a one, he actually increases your ultimate roll with one die. Okay. Otherwise, it's just a straight up roll. He actually okay. It's going to require an engineering roll against their engineering roll. We're going to say their engineer is a 5. Their navigator is a 3. He's not. Where's Court?
He's not Court caliber.
Yeah. Where's Hans? It's like we threw him off the ship, but he's like, you're up. Okay. Okay, so they got Hans. They got their replacement navigator because Cord is no longer on the ship. So it's going to be yours against their guy, your engineering against his 5, yours against their 3, and then your piloting against his. His pilots are 5 against your
5.
Okay? Now, whoever wins each of these linked tests will increase your ultimate die roll by 1. Okay?
And whoever fails increases his odd by 1.
Right. Well, it's not going to be both.
It is both. That's what a linked test does.
Yeah.
Increases theirs, and then...
No, I mean, it's his... Well, what you're doing isn't normally what I've seen done, but a link test, if you succeed the link test, he gets a die. If you fail the link test, he gets plus 1 up.
Why don't you do that? That's actually kind of neat, because then...
Let's instead of adding the die, you want to just say the OB? Just increase the OB in the end?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's either a die roll or a solid win.
I'd rather have a solid win.
Okay, let's do it that way. We'll do it that way.
So
since we're doing opposed, because I don't think it should be both, since we're opposing.
For those that
we're doing a versus. It shouldn't be he gets a die roll, and say you win the first. Say Todd wins. I'm pointing here. Say Todd's captain wins. Let's back up. Doug is successful against their
engineer.
Uh-huh. Their OB should not go up 1, and he gets a bonus die.
It
should wash.
Conceptually, they don't exist. We're making the tests. Doug's trying to either help or hinder Todd's role. It won't really affect their role at all.
Okay, so if you fail... I guess that makes sense. All right, if you guys fail a roll against them, your OB goes up 1.
Okay.
If you all succeed in these opposed rolls, you get a bonus die.
Okay.
And the die of fate, do you want to roll it or you want to wait?
Let's let the crazy guy roll it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a 1.
You said 1.
Hold on, Jason's got some. Engineering is Doug. I'm navigation.
Mm-hmm.
With something like Joe, I know, has got rigging. I don't know what Bill's got, but where would they actually be able to help in or not help in at? Would they help with engineering, with the rigging, or would they help with
engineering
the piloting?
Wouldn't help rigging.
I think their help role is to you.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know what their skills are, but...
He's saying everybody should get a link test.
So somebody should help out somewhere, but I need to know if somebody's going to help.
Well, I think the three of us who aren't in a contest at the moment are more likely to be helping one of the three of you all, as opposed to having our own link test.
Right. Yeah. That's how I see it.
For example...
There should be a rigging link test, though. I mean, that does make sense. Setting up the sails the right way.
I could also see it as just as simple as a fork into his piloting.
Or you could say, I want to help him as opposed to I want to help him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could both say, Bill and Joe, Jacob and the chief have rigging.
Mm-hmm.
They can choose where they want to put the bang for their buck.
Well, I don't think rigging would help with navigation, but I definitely think it would help with piloting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I have navigation, so I could help with navigation.
Oh, okay. Well, however you want to do it. However you guys want to do it, wherever you want to put your...
You can help out.
Doctor?
Doctor.
Jason, how many dice do you have?
Depends on which way I want to go.
With navigation.
5. I'm actually going to do current-wise and fork in navigation.
I want to check with the boss there.
You'll do current-wise?
And fork in navigation.
Air current-wise?
I can do sky-wise if you like to do it that way, or current-wise.
I'll let you do one or the other.
Someone do current west.
Okay, so how many dice?
4.
4 against?
3.
3? Do you want help?
Take the help, why not?
All right.
I just know 5 dice will be versus a 3.
No.
Or this will be against...
Is this ob a 3 or he's rolling?
He's rolling 3. Your ob is going to be...
He's rolling 3.
Your obstacle is likely to be much... Lower.
Your obstacle is likely to be a 1 or a 2.
Well, I'll be happy for a routine test. So, yeah, I'd like your help.
Well, in that case, Jacob goes, well, you know that part up there, right there on the map? You know, there's the winds are mighty sharp there. You got to be careful of that.
Okay.
Actually, I think I want to do this a little differently.
Now you tell us?
Well, no, it's to your benefit. I think you're going to get... I think I'm going to give you this plus one because of him. However, if I roll a one...
Something bad happens afterward?
Something bad happens. Yeah, your ship is disabled.
Okay.
Or something. Okay? If I roll a one on the die effect.
Okay.
Okay.
So who's first roll? Jason or Doug or...
I would think navigation.
Actually, I would think engineering. Because engineering...
I think engineering.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, fire it up.
Yeah, getting it fired up, getting it going.
Okay. I got 5 in engineering.
MacGyver wise?
I was going to say, since we're tinkering with the engine, can I throw in MacGyver wise?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, specific, because you're working with him, certainly.
And I'll play crazy and throw in astrology. The green one.
Okay, now tell me, I understand the MacGyver wise.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what the astrology is and how that works. Tell me, explain to me how that's working. Don't just give me a skill. Tell me what's up.
Yeah. Studying the stars today. The stars say, aim left.
What the hell does that mean?
Wait until I fire the ballista. It'll all make sense.
Okay. All right.
Okay, on a 6, it explodes. On a 1, bad things happen.
China's in the heart, Jack.
Actually, a 1 means it explodes just in the other way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. You take away a 6.
Okay, I'm going to... They've got 5.
Did you say it was a 4?
No,
it's a 5.
He's got 5. The other guy's 3. All right, so he's just going to roll... He's going to roll straight at 5. Instead of me coming up with something, I'm going to... I'll just say 5.
Woo!
Okay, he gets a 1.
The astrologist...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Plus 1 die.
Okay.
So what was my up? 1? 2?
Yeah, I think it was... Yeah, I suppose 1.
It was a 1.
Yeah, 1 success?
Yeah.
I like his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. All right. Now. Navigator?
1, 2.
Oh!
I don't know where to go! Am I holding this map the right way?
So you get 2 on a 1. He doesn't get any.
So he got no successes?
He got no successes.
So
wow.
It's a routine.
It's a routine. Alright, so, finally. Piloting. Now, he's got... I'm going to give him something. He's got his entire crew working. And I'm just going to give him 2 for that.
Okay.
Because he's at command and he's got the entire crew working.
Doug, you want to
give me a die? So he's got a total of 7 dice.
Hmm?
Do you want to give me a die?
Oh.
How are you helping? Oh, is that for the link? Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that.
I'm using tactics.
Oh, yeah. Cut them off here, buddy. They won't get around.
How are you using tactics? Isn't that military?
Isn't a race just an organized battle?
Well, actually, no. He's starting to use the ballista, so technically...
But he's not used the ballista.
Well, I'm about to jump onto that.
Tactics is knowledge of how to use small groups of soldiers to maximum effect on the battlefield.
No, because I think you throw in command and stuff, is that... I mean, I don't...
I don't know how to use rigging.
Perfect. Yeah.
Rigging?
Rigging?
Yes.
Yes, that, I understand.
I just wanted to hear you fight me. It all makes right. Good rigging.
Die of fate.
Hold on, before we roll. So, is the race started? We're moving now?
Oh yeah, the race is underway.
Great, okay. I'll leave the guy, run up to the ballista, and fire it into the left side of the ship. Because astrology said aim left.
I thought it was aim forward and back.
There's one in the back. We're waiting. I'll fire it into the left side of their ship.
To the left. Back.
back.
Let's
into the lock.
You're not winning yet. You fired after he pulls ahead. Or you can fire forward if you lose it.
Well, the one on the gimbal is to fire in any direction. I'll fire that one if I have to. Fire it into the left side of the ship.
Well, let me roll.
Well, I'm trying to get another die.
Oh. He's trying to get a helping die.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. See, what I had anticipated was that you were down working in the ship, mm-hmm. doing the engineering, and that's part of the race.
Right.
Okay.
Race is underway now.
Race is underway. Well, no.
We got the engine fired up.
You're keeping still, the engine running would
you're still
take the entire
you're
race.
You're still down there. If you want to run up and fire it.
Doug, roll with it for a minute. We're going to have fun.
Okay. Sure. I'll fire one across the finish line. That's fine.
Okay. You want to attack him afterwards. That's all right. Okay, just completely go beyond the scope of the bed. All right,
I don't
ready?
Trust him. He's going to follow us.
Hang on. Die of fate. And we'll wait. Wait to the end. Because the end's not going to change.
Fork in ship water.
Okay.
Okay. And command.
Okay.
Okay.
Keeping all of this on our toes.
Yep. All right.
And not letting you fire your boss.
Do you have the wizard's die in there?
No, I don't have the wizard's die.
Because I gave you a bonus.
I know. I want to make sure what I've got. That's mine. Two forks. One from Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One from
Joe.
Joe. And one from Doug. And Wizard.
Okay.
Big roll.
Big roll. Lots of dice. Big money.
Oh, crap. 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 and 2 sixes.
He's got 4 and 2 sixes.
I'll spend the fate.
Well, why don't you wait him?
Well, it depends if he's going to spend the fate or not.
Does he have it?
I think in this instance he does.
I think he would too.
Well, you still don't have to.
I know.
He's going to burn. He's going to burn his fate. And he gets 5.
Okay. Okay. So
you got to burn your fate.
I got to burn my fate.
Well, we could put a ballista on the side of the ship. And you could save the fate.
Bang.
6. Okay. You pull around. You come back. And you guys, you want to take the narrative?
Yes.
We all line up there and flip him off as he goes.
We all run. We pass him. We come back around. We swirl around. We do this nice little dipsy doodle, come in and around. And I call the entire
group. One extra success.
Really?
Yeah, right. After the race is over, that's what I'm saying. We come up and around.
Oh, okay.
Not a dipsy.
Okay. We come back up around. I call the entire crew up.
Your crew?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have them stand.
And moon them.
And drop trowel, turn around, and give him a salute. Then, I say, Milty, you owe me. You owe me huge. Are you going to pay up? You going to pay up now, right?
He says, and he looks, and his crew's looking at him. He says, I am a man. And a captain of my word, I have not seen you. Throw him from the ship. They drop Salamden. He was going to betray you. I am a man of my word. I live up to my bets. We are even the next time we see each other. I will not be as gracious. Fairly well.
Oh, crap, you took that in the wrong direction.
And they... He gives the signal, and they start to leave.
Now shooting!
Is that... Did they disembark the troops? Or would that
oh, yeah, yeah,
before
yeah,
they took off?
Yes, they have
right.
been disembarked.
Okay.
He's not taking... No, they're...
They're, while you guys were doing the other stuff, they've disembarked. I'm sorry, that's a good point to make. Joe, all of your guys, force. Your task force right. is there in the town. Right. They're basically just watching, right. cheering. Okay.
Side bets.
Yeah. The ship is the last resort. Is turning to leave. Oh, die of fate.
Okay.
Should have opened gambling.
Oh! Okay. Three. All right. Things hold together this time.
Good thing you didn't let me roll.
I'm going to grab him.
Salamden. You see Salamden, and he's been dropped off without luggage, and he's
cup of tea in his hand.
Trying to leave.
I'll catch him.
He looks very.
Yes, we don't.
I mean, the ship leaves. Salamden is.
I was going to take him. I just.
Salamden
catch
is
him.
Running up.
Away from.
Away from you guys, running up the beach.
I mean, away from Munger.
Yes.
So, Cork, can we swing the ship around to get right in front of him and over him?
Should I hit him?
Do we still have the ballista lock and loaded?
Land on an L?
If you say so, Captain. Hey, he was put in place by Dome on. He might know about maybe.
Oh, that's fine. I just wanted to land on him.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna I don't want to kill him.
Get the ship close enough to.
Yeah.
How close you want?
I want to get right over him. And our dear Jacob is going to jump on him.
What would be the navigation check? Current wise, either one.
You can give him a helmet die. Which is what? What are you using?
Either one, you're going to give him one die.
Yeah, I'll do current wise.
What's difficult? Three?
For what?
Jumping on him.
I don't know. You tell me.
Sounds like agility.
Oh, that's even better. We got a doctor for Jacob. That's gonna push a belief too when he misses.
you can use agility. Okay. If you want to jump down and stop him, we'll set the OB at a two. He's just he's not doing this going serpentine on you.
Okay,
he's just and the ship comes right down on top of him, burning hot. Oh, and the ship. After the race, is hot to the touch. I mean, you all touch the deck, touch the rails and stuff. It's physically hot to be on the ship, and it's actually starting to glow.
Spoken.
From the effort of the race.
I jump down on him.
Okay.
So what's the
and what's... What happens when you fail?
Break a leg.
If you fail...
Break a leg.
You grab, but you twist your ankle.
He requires medical attention.
Whatever. Yeah, you will require medical attention.
Oh.
Whatever that is.
What is it?
OB2, speed and agility tests. OB1, increase OB1. Because you twist your ankle.
Anatomy of an injury. Superficial wound.
No, he's saying I get a penalty as opposed to a wound.
Oh.
Yeah, no wound, just sort of a penalty until it gets treated. Something.
I mean, that would be a wound.
Yeah, but I think a wound is a penalty to everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not a penalty to everything.
A wound is a dice penalty. He's talking about a penalty to speed and agility.
Yeah, movement.
He's being nice to me. Stop
any,
it.
Yeah, I know.
Stop it.
It should also be based to any agility-based skill or movement-based skill.
Sure.
I'm just trying to, if he does fail, I want him to go to the doctor. That's what I'm trying to get
him
to do.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm working on.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Superficial wounds are small injuries that cause sudden, sharp,
and
eye
I
water.
I can ignore them and they go away.
Yeah.
Anything that I would need to get treated by you, by the anatomy of injury, will really mess me up. So by giving me just an obstacle to my tasks, it gives me an incentive to go to you, but doesn't screw me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to really make it terrible.
Because if he just gives me a -1 die, I can wait a few hours and it's gone.
Right. So this is a shorter trip to the doctor if he does it this way.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so the ship comes rolling in.
I was hoping I'd kill the captain.
Well, I mean, is that what you want to do?
No, I was thinking failure. You know, I'm a big... Jacob's
well,
a big...
I don't want to kill Selenia. He's kind of a... I want to give the doc an opportunity to work on
to
his
kill
belief
him.
There, yeah. I want the doc to get to try to kill him. You got to reason to kill Leo, right?
All right.
Season
wow.
Two, three.
Three successes.
Darn it. Mm. All right. You take him to the ground.
Thank you.
And you all are able to capture him. You bring him back onto the ship.
Captain wants a word with you.
I have nothing to say.
Captain.
That's good because he's the one who wants to talk.
Yes, Chief.
May I?
I throw him over my shoulder as I climb up the ladder.
Oh, sure. Put me down.
Can I take...
You brute. He pounds on your back.
May I take just one moment to address my former comrade?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. Turn around, punch him right in the face.
Holy crap.
Brawling.
Yes. All right, roll your brawling. What are you trying to do? What's your intent?
I just want to punch him right in the face.
All right.
Because we were sent here together on this mission, and he sat up there and drank tea the whole time.
You said I could go! You smash him right in the face.
I don't trust you.
You said I could go. I asked permission, and you said I could go. But then you struck me.
We were here to do a mission.
I think you said yes.
I mean, I don't have to roll.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, unless you want something. Well, you want to knock him out cold or something.
No,
you strike him. That's not a big deal.
Just want to pop him. I want to, you know. And I want to find out, you know, what do you know about the Misty Owls?
I can make him talk.
I suspect.
I'm not telling. Look, I tell you nothing. You and your king killing doctor. I tell you nothing.
I can make him talk.
Not yet, you won't.
I
can make him talk.
I could have helped.
I know.
I could have told.
I've seen
but
it.
No. I asked to stay under the ship, and you say, "Stay under the ship." Are you willing to protect him still?
No, you don't trust him anymore.
You punched him in the face. Now. I don't trust.
Can you hit him again?
I'm not telling you anything.
We have ways of making you talk,
Chief. Bind him.
Savages! Yes! Okay, y'all bind him up. Tom blots his nose where he's bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Captain, this is no way to treat a member of your crew now.
He's not a member of our crew.
You want to just take him prisoner?
No, certainly not, man.
Then what is his status?
Well, his status is that any person that comes on board from this point on.
From this point on,
he's going to be the first, I'll freely admit. He needs to be subjected because I am very concerned about the safety of my ship. And I'm concerned about the safety of my crew. Therefore, he needs to be subjected to a thorough medical examination.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Pardon, Savitar's boss,
Doctor.
Domog.
Would you?
Yes.
Something like that.
Glad to.
Come on.
Now, I don't see how that's rightly appropriate. I mean, there's nothing wrong with him but a little bloody nose. Yes, but we don't know if he's got a cold.
Brain damage.
Or if he's got any kind of ear mites.
Captain, it looks like he has a hurt eye. I turn around and I punch him in the eye.
My goodness, Jacob, have you ever seen what happens when lights get on a ship?
Why did Delmont say
bed bugs? Bed bugs are bad.
Yeah, lice and bed bugs. We can't have that on this ship. That just will not do. Would you like the person sleeping in the next bunk next to you to have lice and bed bugs, and the next day you have them too? It's just a precautionary item. That's all.
All right. He's not touching me.
Absolutely not. You're right as rain, sir.
I grab him and I scream in his face, "Why did Domon send you with me?"
Now that one might be a little touch.
I don't know who Domon is.
It's Avatar's boss. He's the one who sent Salambin with me.
Oh, he's...
Remember we were on the
ladder
together?
I thought you requested his... No, you all... Salambin was sent by the princess, originally. And he ended up being with you guys. I don't know that Domon necessarily sent him other than you request his presence. Because Salambin was...
I thought him and... I thought Joe and Salambin went to Domon.
Right. Well, they went together, but it was a request. I think Salambin was on the... Was on the Misty Isles at the time of the evacuation. Wasn't he the official...
Yeah, it is.
I think Salambin was on the island at the time of the evacuation. I think that's why he was there. And you wanted to keep him... You wanted to bring him with you to find out what the deal was.
Okay, strike that last one then. What do you know?
I don't think Domon is... Honestly, I don't think Domon's the one who sent him. To come with you guys.
I'll go down to the engine room and start undoing
damage. He's just all like,
Doctor,
blood, not blood.
He's yours. I'm done.
Hey, my king is dead.
Right.
And now I don't want to go back. Don't make me go back.
So, he's not going to give you any resistance if you take him down. Well, actually, no, he doesn't want to go below decks with you. He does not want to go below decks, even tied up. Wait, with you.
The doctor.
With the doctor. Oh, yeah. You're the one he does.
No, I'm just clarifying.
Yes, with the doctor. He likes you least of all with the doctor. Yes, for the podcast, Salamna does not want to go below decks with the doctor.
You can't blame him from that.
No. And he fights. You've got guys there. With the men you have, you can force him to go down unless you could tie him up, take him down. I mean, he's not going to be able to fight off your men.
I mean, he's got to be of some use to us. He wasn't any use on this mission, and he was there when the Misty Isles got evacuated, right?
Yeah, but the orders got to came from somewhere. And there were humans in that town, too, weren't there?
Mm-hmm. It was primarily humans.
So,
There were elves.
Domon might have been the controlling factor of the humans. What happened to their side? Because we know the elves fled out. What about the other humans? Who gave the order on that side? And he would know.
All right.
I think the chief already knows. I don't think there's much of a mystery there. I'm not sure what you're...
Well, I know your original friend had some sort of connection. Can't remember his name.
John Gray?
No, your fellowship, relationship.
Gray.
Oh, Callahan.
Yeah, Callahan had something to do with it, right? Because his name popped up for some odd reason.
Are we talking players or are we talking characters?
Players.
Callahan
was something.
Yeah, Callahan, I think, was the one that sent the letter to Salandon, I believe it was. It's in the wiki. Because you all went, you had the, you all did the herbalism chemicals test to remove the blood off of it. To see what the letter actually said, because some of it had been obliterated by the blood, and I think you got a message from Callahan to Salambin.
Okay, Greco and Salambin have a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Chief Greco, then, we have much to talk about. Please step into my office. So, I've been informed that the legacy went to Portalis. And I understand that congratulations are in order. You were there, stepped up, and helped the elves in their time of need. Kudos.
The doctor was able to salvage a letter to which said in pertinent part, Dear Ambassador Salamden. He was the ambassador at the time of Misty Isles. The elven ambassador. As you are undoubtedly aware, we are currently at war with the orcs in the Misty Isles. As the elvish ambassador to the Isles, I have two requests regarding the elvish reinforcement command. Please cease the deployment of all future elvish reinforcement platoons. And two, please reposition all existing elvish reinforcement stations in Avalon to the northern and western shores, and you were attacked from the southeast. The Misty Isles by orcs. These requested actions are utmost importance. I trust that you will see to their completion, etc., etc., etc.
Okay.
And that was that was from Callahan, I believe. The doctor was the one who was able to get the blood off of there.
And Slander didn't exactly betray the owls, but he made it easy. Well, I haven't been taken. Give him to the doctor.
Okay. They take him, and they'll take him below decks. And he is restrained.
What do you want to know?
We'll figure out what to do with him later. I don't know. Have to formulate a plan. Sedate him for now.
We'll find out who ordered him to leave the humans helpless. Who ordered him to pull the men back and not protect the humans.
It sounds like it was Callahan.
I think it was Callahan. I don't...
Yeah, but Callahan, who was he working for at that point in time? Because he didn't have his rank.
Yes, he did. Callahan at the time of this, at the time of the fall, was the judge governor of Haven.
Callahan was?
Yes. Admiral Callahan. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Saul. Who's the admiral?
Callahan.
I'm thinking of somebody else. So Callahan's the admiral is the one who sent the letter. Saul Binder is the judge governor. I'm sorry. A little confused. Been a while since we played.
Find out why he betrayed the humans.
Well, why did he betray the humans?
Because Callahan told him to, but why?
Okay. Any ideas? Any suggestions? Do you want to elicit any particular information from him?
Yeah, Joe, what do you want?
Well, in the Misty Isles, the humans were the predominant race, right?
Sure.
Yeah, the only race.
Well, the elves were there.
The elves were there.
There was, if I remember correctly, there was a elven presence.
Yes.
Okay.
There was military, some elven military there, you know, more of a...
So they,
a show of solidarity with the humans.
The elves wanted the humans.
Along with dwarves.
That's the way I remember it,
right,
but I'm not sure about that.
The elves wanted the humans to be driven off because there's some resource there or something there they want.
No.
So maybe Callahan moved the troops around to make it easier for the orcs to invade.
But Callahan's in cahoots with the orcs.
And Salamon was just duped into it?
Yeah.
Torture him anyway.
Just get some rolls in practice.
Callahan.
Just waterboard him, don't worry.
Yeah.
That's not torture.
It's not torture.
No.
So you can't use torture skill for that.
Okay.
It's not really torture.
Yeah, torture device wise.
Don't ever play Burning Wheel with Dick Cheney.
That doesn't fork.
So he said to move the elves and
Dick
to stop
them. Oh,
there
Dick Cheney.
That doesn't work.
He moved the orcs.
He
moved the elves so the orcs could attack from the south and overrun the humans.
Right, but what was the second directive?
Stop. Don't bring any more in.
Yeah, don't bring any more reinforcements.
And move them. Right.
Move the ones you got and don't bring any more.
And execute order 66.
Not 66.
So, what do the orcs have that they used as leverage or as a bargaining chip against Saul? Saul?
Admiral Callahan. Jack
Callahan. Against Callahan.
If Salamden was a tool, he wouldn't know.
Well, Salamden a tool.
That's what I was thinking. He's probably not going to know he was following orders.
Money. The orcs are paying him off. Flat out. It's greed.
Well, and see, what happened was he came back, and he was demoted, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
If I remember this correctly,
yeah.
Salander was demoted by the elves in their hierarchy, and it wasn't until the Fade that he actually came back into some kind of position of authority.
Yeah, there was like an advisor role. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay. I say torture him anyway. I don't really want to know anything. As soon as he says,
ah,
you just
make him sing, Doc?
Oh, okay, well, hold on.
I mean, we're just you can when snap Milton, some facts here if you want. I mean,
when Milton threw him off the ship,
well,
when Milton threw him off the ship, he said he was going to
establish though. I mean, you can torture him and not get anything that you want.
When Milton threw him off the ship, he said he was going to betray us anyway. So betray us to who? Betray us how? Let's torture him to find out that.
That's a good idea.
What do you want to do?
We want to find out how Uncle Milty was going to, or Uncle Milty said he was going to betray us. We want to find out to whom and why.
Captain Milton threw Salamon off his ship.
Oh, okay.
Captain Milton said he was going to betray you.
Right, okay.
He was going to betray you anyway, is what he said.
Right.
So
let's find out what that means.
So, they want you to find out what they meant by that.
What Salamda meant by going to betray us regardless of the race.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I put him on the table. Have him strapped down.
He is the man to strap him down.
He's clothed, though, right?
Doc?
Yeah.
Does that make different?
No, this is the Roy's thing. Shirt's off.
Wow, you are brutal.
Shirt's off.
His shirt is off. We'll go back. Let's do
Let's. So what are we going to do then?
Okay.
You take him down to the table and strut him down. And
yeah, let's stop there. To torture him. And then give everybody a chance to think. Maybe there's more you all want to try to elicit from him, some information that you want to
establish. A good idea.
And go.
Give us a chance to reread the old log.
Yeah, go back and look
totally
at that.
Forgot.
That's okay. I mean, it's been almost a year.
I forgot who the guy is.
Okay, so let's go through and do beliefs then if we're going to stop right now. That's a decent. I mean, I think we've accomplished quite a bit tonight, so that's fine. I mean, for a short game, I think we've done pretty well.
Can we get humor right out of the gate,
Doug?
Because Doug's getting that.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to do humor, Doug?
I definitely agree with that, but I think Dave should get it too.
Dave for humor?
Yeah.
I might get that.
There was a one. There was a good role. There was a good point.
So or memorable role play.
Oh there? Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a fate.
For Dave.
For Dave?
Only for Dave.
Because who knows? We might circle him up again.
Oh, he's on the ship.
Right now, oh, yeah, he's on the ship.
Oh, you won't have to. He's there. He's got a nice ship.
What page is this again?
70-something.
71.
Belief. All right. Doug, let's start with Jason, because we started with Doug earlier. Jason, belief. Driving game forward with a belief.
I will win the race or destroy the ship trying. That's one belief. I did root for the guy to come off board with the captain at all costs, that if he blows up the ship, it didn't matter as long as we won the race.
It's definitely fake. The race he was won.
I mean, was there any... I don't... Yes, you can get fake for that. I don't recall there being a huge argument about whether or not he was coming on the ship. You all discussed
it. What?
I know, but... No,
I think it actually came pretty close to being a duel of wits, and he had to roll persuasion on him.
No, I had to roll persuasion on him.
No, on him.
I went for a compromise with Doug, is what I was doing.
Right out of the gate?
Well, now, you were away from the table for a little bit of that.
I know. Okay, two fate, Jason.
Excuse me?
One fate for the ship, and one fate for getting the guy on board, right?
Well, I will win the race or destroy the ship trying.
It's one belief.
One belief.
What was the other one?
He didn't bring it up.
The other two, I don't think came in yet.
Oh, okay. I thought that was... Okay, I thought you had a second belief. Sorry.
Is one it just fate. A fate or a persona?
A fate. Fate. He worked toward it.
Yeah, but the race was won.
The race is won.
Okay. You want a persona? I'll give you a persona.
I'll take a persona.
Go ahead and take the persona.
I'll be greedy.
That's fine. Take the persona.
None of my beliefs came in.
None of them?
No.
At all?
No.
Okay.
You didn't have it. Maybe, I didn't.
Next week you kill him?
Next week.
Next week you kill him?
Attack on the ships and attack on me. Win the race at any cost.
Okay. Fate.
Okay. Captain Milton is a liar and a cheat.
Well, we'll win the race at any cost.
The race is done.
Race is done.
Can't keep pursuing it.
Nope.
Persona. Okay.
Okay. And Captain Milton is a liar and a cheat. He is worthless and shall be eliminated. No, cause I was expecting more out of it, but
You can still play it.
I will.
Maybe he didn't. Wasn't going to do it. Maybe he's still going to turn you over.
Yeah. Could be.
All
right.
Maybe that's something we find out.
Okay.
That's right.
From Salamden.
That's it.
It's like, I was on your side the whole time.
I'm not sure that I drove anything forward. I'll keep the ship going. Doctors are bad, and orcs definitely didn't come.
I'll give you a fate for helping with your rigging and stuff during the race, keeping the ship going.
Unfortunately, you had a good roll, or else you could have done the doctors are bad. Next week.
Next week.
Hey, Joe, I'll pursue all leads to find who betrayed the Misty Isles, and Salamda's loyalty is questionable. Don't trust him.
I'll give you a favor for that.
Okay.
Okay, Doug?
If left unchecked, the captain will damage the ship.
I'll give you a
fate. That's a fate, Joe.
The fate engine, yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got. Okay, instincts? Anybody have an instinct that came into the major life difficult?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I will never leave a man behind.
Who did you not leave behind?
Salamda.
That's dirty.
Oh, that's a
if you had said it at the time.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Good try.
You had too much satisfaction over hitting him in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, traits. Booking a trait sends a story in an unforeseen direction.
Nope.
The only trait I had was savvy, but I don't know if that sent it in an unforseen direction.
It has to be a character trait. No, it has to send a story. Well, it doesn't have to be a character trait, but you have to use it primarily to send the story as opposed to using it to your benefit to reroll dice.
No.
That doesn't send it in an unforeseen direction. Humor, we rewarded that. Right skill, right time. Making the story go.
Well, they gave us everybody, though.
I mean, I would mainly give it to the three who are most involved with it, but...
Well, I think, well, hang on. This is right skill, right time. We're talking about...
This is just a fake point.
Yeah.
Right skill, right time. Anybody current in particular?
Wise? If that was the main...
What's that?
Current-wise?
No.
I mean, if the main focus...
I like Jason coming up with the...
The Pirate Cove.
The Pirate Cove.
Yeah, but circles is not a skill. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Seems great to me, but yeah.
I mean, but that's. I mean,
test is a skill.
His was a wise.
That he had.
No, that's right. His was a wise.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason, if you wanted, you're probably the embodiment. Really good or distinctive role playing.
Well,
let's say it, Roy.
Well, out of the players, I think it was Todd.
Yeah, the players, I think it was Todd.
Because most of this revolved around Todd protecting the ship.
Other than that, it was Dave. That's what he wanted to hear.
That was a whole lot of
clipping. I'm going to take one for Dave. Oh, do I get the vote?
No, this
Does
isn't
Dave
a vote.
Does Dave get one?
This isn't a vote.
Is this embodiment?
No.
Really good at senior role playing?
Yeah, you're the GM. You get to decide that.
I think he gets one.
Dave?
Yeah.
Good.
Does anyone else get one?
I think Todd... And I think I'm going to throw one at Doug.
Ooh. Yeah, that early stuff with, he's not getting on the ship. That was good. That was really good.
I'm wanting to fire the ballista and stuff. I mean, I'm
someday I'm going to get to fire that thing. You believe in the might.
Anybody get mole breaker?
No.
No? Okay. Workhorse.
I'm tempted to give it to Jason.
Dave.
You didn't roll anything.
Yeah.
I know, but I thought it was funny.
I tell you what, I think I'm going to combine Workhorse and MVP for everybody, but everybody could take one persona.
Cool.
Those are the voting ones, though.
I know. Well, you want to vote somebody not to get them?
No, I'm just...
I'll take Roy's.
No, I think it was a good game where everybody threw in where they could and tried to help out, to... on the race.
I have no problem with that. That would seem to be more effective to do as embodiment. Since those two are the voting ones. Just as a conceptual thing. I'm not trying to change your mind on this. It works.
Well, I'll tell you what. Above and beyond that, do you all think anybody should get an extra persona or MVP? How about that? Above and beyond, do you think anybody else should get,
I would have thought that Jason would have got Workhorse. Yeah. I mean, he was in every role tonight. He tried to get
involved with every action that was taking place.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
At least the way I remember it.
You are waking a sleeping giant given Jason for some.
Hey, wait a second.
I'm a good smuggler.
No, the guy already pulled off. I was going to say, man, if only you had me on board.
Okay, so. All right, so you got Salamon on board.
And, of course, MVP.
MVP.
I'd vote for Dave on that one.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. If you're open, think you're opening a can of worms, given Jason persona, given air quotes Dave persona,
Dave Stutler, sorcerer extraordinaire.
Well, it does say for a crucial element of success.
Y'all did win the race by one. And he gave you a bonus.
No, we could have won by more if he would burn more of the fate.
That's okay. That's all right. One on one. NPC, I'm happy with that. Okay, so next week, we try to figure out what's going on and what Salamon knows. And
he's losing those ears.
Wow! Good Lord. And you try and figure out, the captain right?
I have cooking.
About whether or not... was the captain right about whether or not Captain Melton can be trusted?
He's a liar and a cheat.
Okay, next week, fried elf ears. Say goodnight.
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 Good night. Love elf ears.
We hope everyone enjoyed the episode. And we would like to hear from you. Please send feedback to roy@rusackgamers.com or leave his voicemail at 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. And for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright Luke Crane.